Come, Lord Jesus, fill the hearts of your faithful. Kindle in us the fire of your love. Amen. Well, as we begin chapter 6 of the story, the Israelites have just received the law from Moses. And they've spent a whole year camped out at the foot of Mount Sinai, kind of discerning the law, appropriating that to themselves, trying to figure out what it means, trying to understand it, trying to learn God's plan and figure out how they're going to live together as his people. And on the 20th day of the second month of the second year, the cloud lifted above the tabernacle, and they set out on God's command and under Moses' direction. They were grouped according to the 12 tribes, each named for one of the brothers of Jacob, and God guided them by a cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. For their short little journey across the desert to the promised land. But you know, it's not easy being free. You know, freedom from slavery is not all it's cracked up to be. We're reminded very quickly that being free doesn't mean being free from everything, like ourselves, for example. Our hunger is deep. Our memories are short. There are way too many chiefs. Not enough Indians. Too many people wanting to make all the decisions. Not enough willing to follow. One would think that having experienced all of God's power, all of the way in which he delivered his people from the bondage of slavery, the way that he provided for them, gave them his word, set them on this path towards promise, one would think that all they would be willing to do would be to trust God with their whole lives and set off on this journey. But no, quite the opposite. Immediately, they began to blame God for their hardships, comparing the predictable comforts of slavery to these uncertain difficulties of freedom. We find that this learning curve from being free from slavery to learning what it means to follow God is a fairly steep learning curve. You remember the cycle of events. Bad decisions lead to bad circumstances, which lead to more bad decisions. And so it went with the Israelites. What could have been a 2-month journey across the desert takes 40 plus years. Can you imagine how much wandering they did? Going in circles, fighting amongst themselves, suffering the consequences of bad decisions. Sometimes it takes that long before we're willing to embrace God's plan for our own lives. I think about my own journey. I think about how circuitous it was. How much I wrestled with God throughout that journey. How it could have been different as I look back in the rearview mirror of my life and think, wow, I missed a few clear signs along the way. If I weren't so strong-willed and independently minded. You know, I like to drive my own car. I like to be in control. To me, that's freedom. And I don't like people telling me you know, how to get there. I have a really good memory. I have a great sense of direction. My wife loves to tell me, oh, you know, turn here or turn there. And I'm like, no, honey, she is the most unreliable person when it comes to directions. We were in the hotel this weekend, and you know, it's in a quadrangle. It all looks the same, and you know, she thinks that our room is that way, but no, it's this way. The rooms, of course, all look the same, but it's having that interior compass. But it's more than that, it's my pride. I like to be right. I like to be in charge. I get a lot of self-satisfaction from that, insisting on doing it my way. And it's that wonderful character trait that has gotten me into so much trouble, caused me to go around in circles, wandering around in my own desert, looking for God's promised land, knowing that, you know, I can find it on my own. Thank you very much. You know, early on when I was really struggling with my career and I was just, you know, wondering, what is it? I went to my dad's place of employment. They had an employment personnel department, and they were giving this personality job counseling test. It was pretty early on in that. I know there are all kinds of programs like that offered today, but so I went through and I sat through this battery of tests of trying to figure out what it was that I was supposed to do with my life. And it did come up with some very concrete examples of professions at the end of all of these tests that I should consider. And so the verdict was read. The first thing that they suggested that I would be very well suited for would be law enforcement. And the second was ministry. And I looked at that and I said, what a complete waste of time. I had absolutely no interest at all in either of those two professions. So I wandered. I wandered on my way. You know, and as I look back, I think about all the different signs that maybe God has shown me along the way. Yet I was so quick to take my own path, sure that my way was going to be better, faster, easier, more fun, more satisfying. But the truth was, I wasn't ready for God's plan yet. I was still holding too closely to my own. Yet the only thing that I found satisfying about my plan was that it was mine. It wasn't working too well for me, but you know what? It was mine. As I look at it, I think it's a lot like the story of Jonah in the Bible. You know, God told Jonah to go to Nineveh and preach the gospel. But instead, I go in the opposite direction. Too scared. No, I'm not going to do that. And no, I won't do that. Eventually, you know, something has to give. And usually, God's plan prevails. One way or the other. In my case, I spent a fair amount of time in the belly of the whale and was spit out onto the beaches of Nineveh, crying out to God, wondering, you know, where was God in my life, blaming him for all my hardship, and realizing eventually that he was there all along, that was his way of getting me back on his plan. In fact, he knew me better than I knew myself. And he wanted to give me my heart's desire. But I didn't know what that was or how to get that. till I was willing to yield to my plan and trust Him in His plan. And I think learning to listen to God, learning to trust Him with our lives is what our life is really all about. It's this journey of learning to listen and learning to trust. And that takes time to figure out. Some of us find that quicker than others. I guess you could say mine took quite a long time. I did a lot of wandering. Went down a few more rabbit trails than most people. Grateful to survive and grateful that God didn't give up on me in the process. I don't think that my situation is uncommon at all. I think we're all prone to wander, looking for love in all the wrong places, wanting to do it our way. But I think about my own children and how much we prepare the way for them, how much we want for them to take a shorter way than I took, and how much I've given to in order that they may find that short path, but knowing in my heart of hearts that it's going to take each one of them their own time, their own journey, their own way. And it's going to take as long as it takes. For some of us, it takes longer. And there are consequences along the way. We suffer. Sometimes those consequences are generational consequences, as we see played out in the Israeli journey, the Israelite journey. But let's take heart that God doesn't give up on us, that He's always there, that whenever we're ready to stop running and turn around, that God is there waiting to embrace us, waiting to hold us and carry us. This journey of Israel's wandering in the desert for 40 years is this classic illustration of the difference between God's upper story and our lower story. When we seek God and trust Him with all our lives, the journey to the promised land is just right there. We can see it. But our lives aren't lived out in the upper story for the most part. They're lived out in the lower story. And they're complicated and they're confusing. And we're suffering the consequences of the world that we live in. And it takes time to figure it all out. And we're stubborn. And we're slow learners. And you know, the journey just doesn't get easier. Even after we found our way across the Jordan River to the other side. Even as we cross over the waters of baptism, our journey continues. Amen.